Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to this as well as your own family or personal altar daily to seek God's presence and divine direction for the day. Rebroadcast to your contact after listening. Welcome also to Monday, the 11th day in May, 2026. Please open your hand and heart to receive the day's prayers and prophetic impartational blessings. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. The 11th day. Joseph was the 11th son of Jacob. His life was full of up and downs, challenges and trials. But in the end, he arrived at his destiny throne. I prophesy to the lives and destinies of all my listeners this day. May your life receive the same order of Joseph's lifting. Who is this? You have gone through or are still going through so much challenges, trials, oppositions, hatred, and jealousy. I point my hand towards your direction by faith in the Spirit. Put your right hand on your forehead gently. I pray, be delivered, be set free, and be lifted. Psalm 23 verse 5 says, Thou preparest a table before me, in the presence of my enemies, my cup runs over. I am hearing, overflow, overflow. I prophesy, in the presence of those challenging and hating and opposing you, you shall be thriving. You shall be making progress, making profit, getting promotion. You shall be conquering and never to be conquered. Do this. Let's take this faith prophetic action today. It just dropped into my spirit now. If you can, but if you can't do it right away, receive the prayers all the same. Later, when it is more convenient for you, take that prophetic action and play this message back then. Now, take a cup, go to your sink, or put a bigger bowl under. Start pouring water into the cup or open the tap, filling the cup gradually and gently till it overflows to the sink or the bigger bowl. Yes. Pour it to overflowing. And as you pour it to overflowing, begin to make this declaration. Begin to say, O Lord, fill my life with overflowing favor and undeniable testimonies. Let my cup overflow with peace that surpasses all human understanding. Release upon me overflowing grace for greatness and exploit. Baptize me with overflowing wisdom, insight and direction. Let overflowing blessings locate me and my children. Fill my home with overflowing laughter, celebration and gladness. Pour upon me overflowing strength for the battle of each day. Let my hand experience overflowing prosperity and increase. Saturate my spirit with overflowing fire and fresh revival. Let overflowing mercy speak for me where judgment was waiting. Cause my destiny to overflow with divine opportunities and open doors. Let overflowing breakthroughs and supernatural advancement come for me and my children in Jesus' name. Yes, so shall it be. You will not have less. God will even do surpass your expectation. Strange doors for help, assistance, and support shall be opening for you and your children in Jesus' name. Wow, there is something good in this week for you, the expectant. Raise your phone for alert upon alert prayers again today. Receive grace for alert upon alert this week. Huge sales, unusual favor. God shall put your name in the mind and thought of good people for huge patronage and financial blessings in Jesus' name. Say amen. Right? May 11 celebrants. Your birthday prayers, be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will grow old gracefully to see to the third and fourth generation of your children. Happy birthday. Right? Welcome to the third and last week of teachings and counseling through listeners' questions and situations. Let's be learning and be applying all these insightful teachings. First one today. Good morning, Daddy. On the issue of the man whose wife borrowed money from loan apps, please tell them not to pay back. The CBN and the FCCPC have warned these loan apps to stop defaming people and stop violating their rights. the man should gather all the evidences of character defamation and report them to FCCPC. There is a special task force for that. These loan apps did it to me a few years ago, and I reported them. The FCCPC stepped into the matter, and they compelled the loan app company to pay me 2 million naira for damages, or they take them to court. Wow. Thank you for this information. So, SARS and MERS, or whoever has been a victim of this, take appropriate action. Next, good morning, Daddy and my siblings. I need clarity on this matter. Some years back, I made a pledge in the church, but was unable to redeem it. Is God angry with me? Can I still pay the pledge? Another issue. A friend gave me some money to send to the bank account, but along the line, I used the money, and now I don't know where the person is to pay the money back. No contact to call. Please, sir, what should I do? Thank you, sir, for all you do for us. Wow. On the pledge issue, no. God is not angry with you, and you can still pay the pledge. But let me say this for all of us to learn. Stop making pledges by faith. When pledges are called for in your church or anywhere, write what you can conveniently pay or donate. No one will arrest you for doing that. Pledges are different from vows. A vow is, God, if you do this for me, I will pay this or do this back for you in return. And until God does what you vowed on, you are not liable or guilty. For instance, Anna vowed Samuel in Shiloh to God. It was after Samuel was born that she paid her vow. She took Samuel back to Shiloh as vowed. Stop making pledges by faith. Give what you can give. QED. As for using the money a friend gave to you to bank, that one is bad, uncharitable, and loss of integrity. No one should ever do this again. Don't borrow the money given to you for keep without obtaining permission of the person that gave it to you. And now, since he gave it to you to give to bank, I want to believe you still have the bank statement. So pay it into the bank. And if you can't, hold the money, keep it somewhere. One day soon, you will run into your friend and you will give him back the money. The act of using what someone gave us for keep is unchristianly. Next, Daddy, this is urgent. A relative took us to where she did her IVF, but we discovered that they were trying to get children for us, baby factory or so, after a huge payment of over 8 million naira. No proper documentation, only POS received and bank statement as our evidence. We are seriously indebted. Please, Daddy, is there a way we can get back our money? Wow. If you are literate enough to write to me this eloquently, as you have done, why couldn't you know that IVF is a procedure done in specialized hospital? Over 8 million naira, you say? Why not speak to your doctor or ask us here before you took the step? We speak about these things often here. Well, yes, report them to the law enforcement agency. Let that evil house or baby factory be exposed, sealed up, the people apprehended and prosecuted. Listeners who have a counsel for this couple, please speak to us for her. Send your advice or counsel to our question and answer line. +234-809-789-4000. Why are our people falling so cheaply into the hand of fraudsters, even in the best IVF hospital? I don't think you need up to 8 million naira for the procedure. Good afternoon, sir. There is this advertisement all over Facebook about Menofix, a supplement for menopausal symptoms. I would like to know if anyone in this house has used it and can testify to its effectiveness. Wow. Over to you, listeners. Let's speak out quickly so that we can save someone else from being a victim. So many fraudsters on social media these days. Don't take whatever you see on social media wholesale. Please find out. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Send your own questions and situations if you have any. Rebroadcast this to your contact. Let's be faithful regular, and timely in our obligation to God of tithing, personal and corporate tithing to God on this fertile soil of Turning Point today. At any junction of life where you are faced with challenges, opposition and stubborn issue, do warfare prayers as we have taught it here. Add at least a day in the week fast and put good battle seed behind the prayers. Battle seed, fervent scriptural prayers, and fasting, they work wonders. Join us on Prayer Hub every day, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. Do it regularly. Combine all these insightful prayers on this platform, your life will be transformed. I speak to everyone's life today. Go and prosper. This week is your week. It has opened for you. More beautiful things will be delivered. Profitable ventures. The Lord cover all your journeys and all you have in mind and your to-do list this week. You will not fail. You will not fall. No arrow of death, no arrow of sickness will come near anyone. If you are sick in any part of your body or you are in the hospital, get a cup of water. Let me pray into it. I pray healing. I pray deliverance. I pray uplifting into that water. Drink it by faith and your health is restored back. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. And Femi Emmanuel. I love you. At TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. Have a great week. Bye.